Welcome. Today we are talking about building PHP background jobs that stay dependable after the first busy day in production. The focus is practical. What goes on a queue, how retries behave, how duplicate delivery stays harmless, and what operators need to see. The central idea is simple but demanding. Reliability is designed into the system. It comes from making delivery guarantees, failure paths, security boundaries, and operational signals explicit before an incident forces those decisions. Start with the request path. A web request should usually confirm the user's immediate action quickly. It is a poor place to wait for a slow email provider, resize a large upload, or synchronize data with a service that may be unavailable. Picture a customer submitting an order. The application should validate it, store it, and return a useful confirmation. Sending the receipt, generating an invoice, and notifying a warehouse can become separate jobs with their own capacity and failure handling. That separation improves response time, but it changes the contract. Completion is now eventual. A user may see an order confirmed before a receipt arrives, so the product experience and support tooling need to acknowledge that distinction. A useful test is to ask three questions. Is this work slow? Can an external dependency fail independently? Does it need to scale differently from HTTP traffic? A yes to any of them is a strong signal for a job boundary. Don't queue everything by reflex. A tiny database update needed to render the response belongs in the request. Queues add latency, serialization, monitoring, and distributed failure modes. Use them where those costs by meaningful isolation. Once work is queued, assume at least once delivery. A worker can finish an action, lose its connection before acknowledging the message, and receive that message again. That is normal behavior, not proof that the queue is broken. So what should retry? A timeout reaching an email provider may be transient. A temporary database connection failure may be transient. An invalid recipient address, malformed payload, or deleted customer record is usually permanent until somebody changes the underlying data. Treating every exception as retryable creates a retry storm. Hundreds of workers can repeatedly hit the same unavailable provider, consume capacity, and obscure the original problem. Classify errors close to the job's domain, not merely by exception type. Use bounded retries with backoff. For example, retry a transient provider failure after a short delay, then progressively longer delays, and stop after a defined number of attempts. At Jitter, so many failed jobs do not return simultaneously. Set a timeout for the job itself, too. If an image conversion normally takes 30 seconds, a worker that runs for 20 minutes is probably stuck. The timeout must sit comfortably below the queue's visibility window, or another worker may start duplicate work early. After the retry limit, move the message to a reviewable failure path, often called a dead letter queue. Preserve the job identifier, safe error context, attempt count, and payload reference. The goal is diagnosis and deliberate recovery, not silent disappearance. Alerts need restraint. Page someone when failed jobs are growing quickly, a critical queue is aging beyond its service objective, or workers have stopped consuming. A single ordinary retry is a signal for a dashboard, not necessarily a midnight escalation. Retries led directly to idempotency. Executing the same job twice should produce the intended outcome once. This matters most when a job creates an external side effect, such as charging a card, sending a message, or provisioning an account. Give the work a stable idempotency key derived from the business event, not the individual attempt. For an invoice receipt, that might be the invoice ID plus the receipt type. Every retry carries the same key. Inside your database, enforce that intention with a uniqueness constraint where possible. A table recording a notification or a processed event can reject a second insert. Application level checks alone are vulnerable when two workers race each other. For payments or messaging providers, pass the same idempotency key if the provider supports it. Then a retry after an uncertain network response can ask the provider to recognize the original operation rather than create a second charge or message. There is one awkward boundary. Writing to your database and publishing a queue message are separate systems. A transactional outbox can help. Store the business change and an outbound event in one database transaction, then publish that event reliably afterward. That pattern does not make the system magically exactly once. It makes the remaining duplicates manageable. The Outbox publisher may publish more than once, but consumers that use stable keys and constraints can safely absorb those repeats. Reliable systems are visible systems. Give every job a job ID and carry a correlation ID from the originating request or business event. That lets a support engineer trace one customer action through an HTTP request, queue job, provider call, and final state. Track clear state transitions. Queued, running, succeeded, retrying, and failed. Measure queue age, processing latency, throughput, retry counts, failure rate, and worker saturation. A dashboard should answer whether the system is catching up or falling behind. Use structured logs with useful context. Job type, IDs that are safe to expose internally, attempt number, failure classification, and dependency name. Avoid dumping the full payload. Logs are searchable evidence, but they can also become a data leak. Workers deserve least privilege credentials, and a male worker should not have permission to alter billing tables. Separate credentials by role, rotate secrets, and keep sensitive payload fields encrypted or referenced securely when the queue infrastructure requires it. Validate untrusted inputs before they become jobs, and validate assumptions again in the worker. Queuing data does not make it trustworthy. Check authorization sensitive fields, constrain file locations, and never let a payload choose arbitrary commands, classes, or network destinations. Here is a practical production checklist. Define a small job contract with a version payload, stable business identifier, expected timeout, and explicit success condition. Decide whether each failure is retriable, permanent, or needs manual review. Set concurrency limits per job class and per downstream dependency. 100 image workers may be fine. 100 simultaneous calls to a rate limited payment API are not. Capacity controls are part of correctness, not merely performance tuning. Test the uncomfortable paths before launch. Worker termination during work, provider outages, duplicate messages, expired visibility windows, malformed payloads, and poisoned jobs. Launch with dashboards and alerts already connected, then tune thresholds from real traffic. The takeaway is this. Safe retries require idempotent job design, and idempotency needs concrete support from stable keys, database constraints, and provider-aware side effects. Combine that with bounded retries and useful visibility, and failures become operable rather than mysterious. Thanks for listening. Keep the request path focused, make repeated work safe, and give your team enough evidence to act when dependencies misbehave. Take care.